with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Breakfast roll, it's all about what went on in the show. We didn't have Una today, so the madness can just calm down for this podcast. So let's get into it. Elle and myself had lots of fun. Enjoy the podcast. You can subscribe on the Go Loud app, the new Go Loud app. Make sure you get that. And enjoy this and enjoy the weekend. And we'll see you Monday morning from 6 till 10 a.m. Here it is, Breakfast Rolled on the new Go Loud app. On iRadio.
Good morning, Ella's in front of this morning. Cooper here with you. Ella, I need to ask you something. I mentioned something earlier on. I said if your fella get down on one knee and ask you to marry him and this, that and the other, who would you have? And he said that you'd have Taylor Swift perform at the wedding.
The one and only.
Not going to ever happen. But anyway, oh, you never know. She might fall in hard times.
Yeah.
You know?
And she might need to do a few bits.
Hard times.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking. I want to ask you a question about you and your relationship with your fella, because
stunning.
You have something that could get in between you and them, and that is you have a beautiful little dog which is named after
me. Yeah, not to be confused with the Cooper sat across from me, but I do have a gorgeous lab retriever at home named Cooper, who I like to call Coop Coop.
Yeah, which also got very awkward because I walked out of the studio one day and Ella goes, "Hey, Coop Coop." And
I'm like, that was the worst.
Where'd that come from? And you actually looked down to the ground and said, "Can you swallow me up all now, please?" That was very funny. But there's a survey that is coming out that more than half of dog owners report kissing their pets more than their partners. And now the spotlight is on you. Do you kiss Coop Coop more than you kiss Bren Bren?
Honestly, probably.
Oh, my God.
No, because I see Coop Coop every single day. And every time I give him a hug, I say, "Hi, Coop Coop." And it's 57 kisses. Do you know what I mean? In one go. And I see him every day. So.
Okay. I have a thing about, you know, I have three beautiful dogs, three springers. They smell like cow poop all the time because they're out rolling in the fields. I have a thing about kissing them on the face. Like, I'll give them...
Yeah, not the face, the forehead or their head.
Yeah, because like the top of their head smells like popcorn most of the time. It's really nice, but, or poop. but, you know, they get the belly rubs. They get lots of attention, everything like that. But do I give them more attention than my wife? Probably not. But funny feeling that the dogs get more attention than I do. I come in and I'm like, "Why are they all getting belly rubs? There's a foot in each belly and a hand." And I'm like, "Yeah, everyone's getting belly rubs." So if it came down to the crunch, if you had to give up one.
Wow.
Well, that happens.
You can't let the dog come between your relationship.
But can I let my relationship come between me and my dog?
Well, that was there first.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Well, actually, Cooper was before Bren. Just saying.
Oh, wow.
Coop was before Bren.
Yeah, I had a little...
We're just talking about the dog now, aren't we?
Yes, we're not. My dog, my little lab retriever.
I got a dog with somebody after we were together, and it was them.
Getting a dog with a partner is risky.
That
if you're not married.
Bad.
Especially
literally.
When you get a late, and then it's like, there's a bed, this is where you sleep, this is where you're doing it. The dog, not...
Yeah,
you know. And then, that's fine. And then she was just like, no, have the dog just come in the bed. Oh, right. No, it needs to learn. And then every night between us, the dog was just slept there. So that relationship broke down, and a month later, we weren't together anymore. So,
where's the dog?
Oh, she's still got the dog.
Oh.
That's a...
God knows what the new boyfriend's going through.
It's like a lonely child, isn't it? It's
it's
a lonely dog.
Shouldn't we compare kids to puppies? Probably not, but like...
They're very similar.
Very similar situations.
They don't clean up after themselves, and they're messy as hell, and they're very noisy.
Yeah.
And half the time, they always get arrested when they're out of bed.
But they're so cute.
There's that
and
as well.
And you can cuddle them, so...
So, love your dogs more than your partners, and you'll be happier in life. Is that what you're saying?
More or less.
That's
honestly,
what Ella's saying.
Yeah.
It was the opposite of what I was going for.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Our survey says this morning, I believe it's festive themed.
Yeah, it's topical, it's festive. 14% of Irish people, 14, claim they avoid the works Christmas party for this reason.
Okay, well, out of the three of us here, I'm the only one here who's not going to the Christmas party. I'm going to use my reason as my guess. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 087 110 107. The question is,
14% of Irish people claim they avoid the work's Christmas party for this reason. What is it?
So you don't sleep with your boss.
That's why you're not coming today, yeah.
Ben has just messaged me straight away.
Oh, there you go. He's fuming. Like, what? He's fuming you're not going. Yeah.
Come on, Cooper, bring it on.
Okay. No, it's not that. Though that's a good guess.
It's a great guess.
You never know.
Is it because some people just aren't arsed?
Ah, yeah, they're not in the festive spirit kind
not
of thing.
Not in the festive spirit and it's just like, oh, couldn't no, be bothered.
No, though, there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah, there is.
It's a good guess.
I would love to go, but I have to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that. And you to avoid sleeping with your boss. So.
Yeah, again.
Come on. All right, guesses on 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is to this dilemma today?
14% of Irish people claim they avoid the work's Christmas party for this reason. What is it?
Our survey says this morning, Donald was asking us this question.
14% of Irish people claim they avoid the work's Christmas party for this reason. What is it?
Brian, who's travelling to work this morning. Morning, Brian. 14% avoid the Christmas party because of turkey on the menu.
Oh.
Oh, that's kind of, that's a crazy reason not to go to the party.
See, you know the way you traditionally you'll have it on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want it any other time?
Yeah. No, I don't like turkey. It's so dry. I love ham.
Yeah, so that makes sense then, what you're saying.
There you go. So is that the answer?
No, it's not. No, I do agree with
God
what you're saying.
God damn it, Brian, try harder. Is it because they don't like the people they work with?
Oh. Ooh. Yeah, simple but
valid.
Yeah, they don't want to spend any more time with them than they have to, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not the answer, but again,
all right.
Maybe.
Keep your guesses coming, 087-1102-107.
14% of Irish people claim they avoid the work's Christmas party for this reason. What is it?
So our survey says this morning, John, what were we asking?
14% of Irish people claim they avoid the work's Christmas party because of this. What is it?
All right, loads of guesses on 087-1102-107.
Good morning, guys. Sue up here in Galway. Do 14% avoid the Christmas party in case they end up saying something to someone that they shouldn't?
Listen here, Susan in accounts.
Yeah.
It's always Susan. Yeah. No, it's not that. Good guess, though.
Yeah. Right, good. Nice one, Sue. Cheers, buddy.
Hey, is it because you would tell your boss how you really feel about him? happy Christmas. Liam from the Hulls of Donegal. All the best. God bless.
Thanks, Liam. Cheers, buddy.
Beautiful. No, it's not the answer. No.
I love you so much.
Yeah.
Give us a raise.
Is the answer to today's survey not going to the Christmas party? Because it's in bleeding November and there's 12 days of Christmas and not one of them are in November. Keep all Christmas parties in December where they belong, lads.
Oh yeah, because there's enough venues and
that's
enough.
True,
see, right. Christmas parties, they have, like, I've been playing the Christmas parties like for the last couple of weeks now because you need to spread them out. And there's still some booked in January as well.
Also, it's literally December on Monday. So, it basically is Christmas right now.
It's literally less than 4 weeks.
Don't they go up in price probably in December for things like Christmas parties?
Once you say Christmas party, once you say a wedding, you know the price is going up anyway.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
That is true.
But also, there's not enough time and like for like loads of different industries to be able to get everybody into the same place.
Yeah, very true.
You know, so is that it?
No, it's not the answer. Do you want the answer?
Yeah.
14% of Irish people avoid the work's Christmas party because they're still embarrassed by what they did the year before when they did something they shouldn't have done.
Okay.
Of all the above that has kind of been mentioned.
Turning up in the same Christmas jumper as somebody else, basically.
Oh, that, exactly.
Yeah.
That.
Mortified. Mortified. Are you
on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Rhyme it just a little bit.
No, all of it. Ricky, good morning.
Good morning, Cooper. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I didn't realise what you did all your life. I know that you send in voice notes regularly, but you're an IT manager.
I am, yeah. An Engdoc here in Sligo.
Very good. And I know one of my favourite comedy shows is the IT Crowd. I know it hasn't been on for absolutely years, but are you anything like the people from the IT Crowd?
I turn it on and off again a few times, like, and it does work, like, so...
You'd be surprised of actually turning your computer off and on again of how it does actually fix a problem.
Really? Hey, look, sometimes I just walk next to the person who's having a problem and it fixes itself and they're like, just the sheer presence is all it takes.
Kimmy, you got your Christmas party coming up on December 12th.
We do, yeah.
You're looking forward to it?
Hey, look, free beer, free food.
Well, now,
music.
Yeah. Well, listen, behave yourselves, everything like that. I was DJing at a Christmas party last night, and yeah, they got loose pretty early doors. I arrived to the DJ booth and I got myself set up and I was walking down the steps. I was like up on like a platform up steps. And as I was coming down, this girl just starts to walk up and I'm like, "Where are you going?" And she's like, "I don't know, I'm going up there." And I'm like, "Why?" She goes, "Hang on a sec. Oh, is that the DJ booth?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh God. Oh no, not yet. Maybe later on." Oh, mighty. Everybody behave themselves. All right. Come here. There's something big happening with your family soon with your mom, isn't there?
Oh, she's getting married, yeah.
Woo! That reminds me, I must wish my mom and my new dad a happy 9th wedding anniversary. They're off celebrating their wedding anniversary at the moment. So, yeah, that was nice. That was fun.
Yeah, it should be fun that she actually makes wedding cakes. Shout out, Cake Creations. But she's has all her friends that she does packages for in hotels, so they're all sorting her out. So she's actually having all these bonuses added to her for wedding for nothing.
Nice.
For friends. So it's like,
all about who you know.
Like, kind of.
Damn right.
Yeah, that's a great shout, yeah.
Excellent, cool. All right, well, listen, you never know. You might win an iRadio goodie bag with the contents of Una's drawers if you get a score of over 6 this morning. Are you ready for your word to rhyme with this morning?
I am.
Okay, Ella, the word is?
Block.
Block, as in Lego block.
Yeah. Yeah. B-L-O-C-K. Yep. All right, your 30 seconds start now.
What do you do before you go into someone's house?
Knock.
A brand of fun shoes?
Croc.
Something you use in sauces?
Stock.
Hard confectionery in the form of sugar?
Rock.
A bowl-shaped frying pan?
Rock.
A word to describe being scared?
Shock.
Another name for a dress?
Frock.
A group of goats are known as what?
Flock.
If a shop is out of something, it's low on?
Stock.
The capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
Time is up.
Oh. I think I got wrong the goats. I don't know what that is.
No, you got it.
Damn it, we didn't get to question 11, which we were all rooting for, but I'm not going to say it out loud. Ricky, you did absolutely amazing. Yeah. You got a score of 9!
Wait, lads.
Yeah.
9.
9.
Are we not giving him 10?
No, no, it was out of time.
We didn't get Thailand in time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're strict.
So we're strict with everybody. It's like, it's literally the time. It's kind of like the time you finish work. It's like, all right, I'm done.
Gone. Yeah, fair.
So you don't get bonus points for like staying behind. Do you know what I mean?
That was really, really good.
It was really good. You have won this week's iRadio Mystery Goodie Bag. It has been put in front of me. You've cleared out Una's drawers, haven't you?
Yeah, she left some bits.
Woo! Sarah's on the line
here.
But we'll say goodbye to Sarah. Thanks, Sarah. There's a water bottle somewhere, I'm sure. I know.
I can't find any around, so I think they've been all taken. But yeah.
Well, Shane, who you do the show with at the weekends, I saw him washing water bottles, so maybe grab one of those. Oh, there's a Haribo Star Mix in there. Love that. There is a there's a pop socket for an iRadio one. There's an iRadio pen. Where's the keyring?
There is a keyring.
Oh, there's a keyring. Ooh, this is cool. Have you got kids?
I do. Two of them.
Well, there is a pack of 12 twistable crayons in there. That is class.
Nice.
I love twistables.
Una might need them for her kids, but she doesn't have them now.
She's not here.
Yeah.
Listen, look after yourself, Ricky, and enjoy the rest of the weekend, all right?
Yeah, if there is a frost shield in it, give it to Una, will ya?
Boom. Oh, nice one. I love that. Look after yourself, Ricky. Take care, everybody. Cheers.
Bye,
Ricky.
Bye-bye.
Sarah, are you still there? She must be there. Hang on. Oh, she's gone. All right. All right. If you would like to play Rhyme It and win loads of lovely prizes like that and come on and have some fun, send a WhatsApp, Rhyme It, with your name to 087-110-2107.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
I'm really looking forward to our guest this morning. Our guest this morning is absolute legend. Scottish legend. Ewan McVicar this morning on the show. He's going to be in the Three Arena in January. 2 dates. One is already sold out. January 31st and then the 30th. They're looking for you to go along to that. We are going to ask Ewan as well if you need some motivation this morning, because he tells you something good. He is Ewan McVicar. Yeah. So if you're looking for motivation this morning, we're going to give your message to Ewan, and he's going to give you a bit of a motivational speech this morning. So what are you feeling? A bit of lackluster this morning? Maybe you're just feeling like that you can't face the world by tying your shoelaces and going forward this morning. Maybe you don't want to even bother switching on the kettle. Maybe you don't even bother want to go to, you just need a bit of motivation. Do you know what I mean? Maybe you need to walk the dog and just like, oh God, and you're just looking for Ewan McVicker to 087-1102-107, send us your message. The man who brought us Tell Me Something Good, the king of chaos himself, Ewan McVicker. I nearly called you Ewan McGregor, but that wouldn't be great.
Oh, it's not the first time, mate. It's not the first time I've had that.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Really looking forward to the party, people. Three Arena. First show sold out January 31st, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
and then
it.
The second one on the 30th. It's looking good, though, isn't it?
It sold out in the pre-sale in an hour, and I was like, no, not the Three Arena.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we're going to add another date. And I was like, sound, let's do it.
The Irish crowd love you because, like, you've done the EP, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done Electric Picnic just there.
Yeah, and then you did District 8 last year.
I did a double header in Index. The start of the year, I did All Round Ireland, Galway, Cork, Limerick.
I've got to ask you fast five questions, all right?
Right,
so first thing that comes to your head, last thing you ate this morning?
Beans.
Baked?
Yeah.
Favourite city to DJ in?
Glasgow.
All right, okay.
It's got to be.
Second.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing someone shouted at you mid-set?
Will you have my kids?
And did it work?
No, I didn't. Oh, it just worked on it.
Yeah. First track you ever loved that really got you, said, all right, I love House.
Probably Duke, the So In Love With You, the Full Intention remix, yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Describe yourself in three emojis.
The laughing emoji.
Yeah.
The Scotland flag, and maybe the one with the tongue out and the mad eyes. Is that?
Oh, yep.
That one, yeah, that's probably the other one.
Now, you're known for your energy and positivity, and we've asked listeners to look for some motivation this morning, okay? So we've picked one, and it is Caroline from Navan. She's struggling to go to the gym, so we need a Ewan McVicker kind of motivation speech to get her going. Go for it, man. Give her your motivation to get up this morning.
Caroline from Navan. So if you're struggling to get that motivation, then I think stay off social media. That's one thing that helps me get up and get out and just go for it. That should end up with you getting a clear head, and then when you have a clear head, you realise what's good for you, and what's good for you is to get up and go to the gym, get it, put some Ewan McVicker on and run as far as you can in that treadmill.
God. I made something for you. Now, you can use it if you like. It took me 20 minutes to make while I was, finding out a few bits and pieces about you, and my little robot vacuum cleaner was under my feet, so I could barely hear what I was making. But I made this for you.
Right.
All right. I thought, like, what else is, very Scottish? So I've taken one of my favourite Scottish songs and put a donk on it. So this is just for you. Now you can take this with you. Right.
No way, you put a donk on 500 miles. Play that in the Highlander. No way. That is a hate crime, mate.
Fair. What I'll do, I'll close it down, delete it, and we'll never see the light of day. I might just put it on my own SoundCloud.
Definitely.
Listen, it's been lovely to meet you. Keep doing what you're doing. We're absolutely loving it. Keep the vibe alive, man. Yeah. And very best of luck. Three Arena, two shows, 31st, which is sold out, and the 30th, still tickets available. Where can people find you?
Instagram, X, Facebook, the usual. Pretty much on all of them. SoundCloud, Spotify, Bandcamp. I hope I've not missed any, but that's most of them. That's the main ones.
That's on you.
Cheers. Thank you, mate. Thanks for having me.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Listen, Christmas party night tonight.
Can't wait.
Very jealous. I can't go. I've got to work. But
you'll be missed.
But I want to help you and everybody else who's going to the Christmas party, and maybe anybody else has got a Christmas party coming up. We're looking for the do's and don'ts of work Christmas parties, because we were talking about this earlier on with our survey says, and that is like some people aren't going because they don't want to like shift the boss. They don't want to say the wrong thing to the boss and stuff like this. But what are the do's and don'ts of going to your Christmas party? Have a little bit of fun with this. Send us a WhatsApp voice note, 087 110 2107. It's a big night tonight. If you haven't heard, it's the iRadio and the bigger family Christmas party. You're all going to be schmoozing with all your radio family tonight. I'd love to be going. I can't go. I've got to DJ to other people who are having a party tonight. So yeah, that's my job. That's what I got to do.
You provide happiness for others.
Exactly. Or will I? But what are the do's and don'ts at your staff Christmas party? 087 110 2107.
Do not wear mistletoe attached to your lower back so that other staff can kiss your ass.
I love it.
Or do.
Well, does that mean she did that then?
I think she maybe did. Yeah. And yeah, she has her regrets right now.
Sounds like personal experience.
Now, this message came in, and I don't know whether it's a do or a don't, so I'm going to ask your opinion on this. Okay. Challenge anyone to a dance-off.
Go on. I'd say that's a do.
Depends how late in the night it is and how able to maybe stay up.
Hey, it's a Christmas party.
Yeah.
So I'd say do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, dance. Now, a lot of Christmas parties do happen inside actual offices. I've been to them, and they're horrible. They're awful.
Like being at work.
Yeah, it's like, why am I here? Yeah, why am I dancing on my boss's desk?
And it's dark. Yeah,
and there's always kind of like the gasness, and you always see this in movies as well. It's kind of, let's do something on the photocopier, and you photocopy your backside raw, and you just leave 50 copies on everyone's desk. That is a do.
And then you get fired.
Yeah. That is a do. Oh.
No, then they have to go around finding whose it is.
Hey, your department said, okay, line up everybody. Yeah. And they go with a sheet of glass pressing it up against your butt cheeks. So maybe do. So HR actually have to do that. Don't tell people what you really think of them. That's another great rule.
Well.
Okay.
There's ways you could go about it.
All right.
Without actually saying it.
Have you got a creative example? Or am I putting you on the spot?
Not really. You would just pass yourself. You would just be like, hi, and you just walk straight on. You don't stop and chat to anybody.
Okay. Well, what?
You're not close with.
There is the upside of not actually having to go tonight. I'm going to miss all you guys. But there's also the small talk with the people who you only see on Teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know? Fair. Hey, how's it going? Yeah, good. Are y'all set for Christmas?
Y'all set. Weather's awful, isn't it?
It's awful weather. Didn't know it was going to be windy. So, maybe if you listened to me bulletin earlier on, you would have heard it. Did it in the news. Thanks for listening. Announce to everybody how crucial you are to the company, Donald.
Oh, God.
Not right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am regretting.
That you only found out about
it. I only found out yesterday. Yeah. You decided to tell me. Yeah, I was like, thanks for that. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I also called two big bosses.
All right, don't. Yeah, okay. All right, listen, come here. And also, if there is a karaoke, make sure that if you can't sing, that you do sing.
Oh, yeah.
Because the good singers
are just like, this is rubbish.
Yeah, if you can sing, stay away from the karaoke because you'll ruin it for everyone else.
This is true.
And nobody wants to hear you ranging. Do you know what I mean? Well, all I want for Christmas is get off the stage, Sharon. I wasn't picking on Sharon Linsky because she's an amazing singer.
Sure.
All right. Enjoy your party. Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled. Truth or trash. All right, truth or trash. We're ready to play. Everybody's got facts in front of them.
I'm about to just choke, so I'm just going to move my microphone.
No. We turn your mic. There she goes. No, we always like to like visit when people are like having bodily things on air.
Functions going. Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
Or dysfunctions, bodily dysfunctions. Yeah. So you're choking?
I'm okay now. It's very typical.
That's the sympathy horn.
Thank you for the sympathy horn.
All right, Donald, your facts, please give it to us so we can see if you're telling the truth or the trash.
Yes, indeed. Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Couple. Yeah. Oh, you did an impression of Winnie. Oh, that's pretty good, actually, to be fair.
Who's my pal? Yeah. Lisa, Muska, Mickey Mouse.
That's actually very good.
Thanks that's
very
much. Good in case we didn't know who we were talking about.
It's all right.
That's, yeah,
it's always good to do if you name the person you're doing the impression of. It makes it worthwhile.
This yeah. is true. Yeah, Mickey, the a couple in the cartoon, but the voice actors who play them are married in real life.
Ooh. Aww. I'm gonna say truth just because I like it.
Who's my pal?
I think it's really true.
Oh, Mickey, I'm your pal.
I can't do Minnie.
Was that Minnie? I was gonna
I
say.
I can't do
Gangster Minnie.
This sounds familiar. I don't know.
Does yeah. it?
It does sound familiar. I'm gonna say true as well. You saying true?
Yeah, I'm gonna say true.
Lock it in.
Locked. Yeah, true, yeah. Oh, Wayne yay. Alwyn and Russie Taylor fell in love on set in 1986 and then they married in Hawaii in 1991 when they were doing the voices for Mickey and Minnie.
That makes me really happy.
I wonder, do they have a Pluto in their life? The dog?
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
And like a mad friend, Donald Duck.
There's the debate as well. It's like, what the hell is Goofy?
Goofy's a dog?
Goofy, yeah.
No?
Is he a dog? Because his girlfriend is a cow. No offence.
Well, you know.
Or is he a cow? Is he a skinny cow too?
Oh, he's
too?
Not a cow.
I don't know.
I need to Google it.
No, don't. You've got to use your brain for this one, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture him.
Yeah. He looks like a dog.
Oh. All right. Anyway. That's all I'm doing now with Disney characters. Yeah. Or maybe I might do Donald
Duck.
Okay, we'll see. Or Donald Trump.
A lot of people are talking about what I'm talking about, doing impressions I could do of Miss Piggy. Quiet Piggy. See what I did there?
Yeah. Crazy.
It is a beautiful and most wonderful time of the year, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, we've mentioned it before, it is the Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to watch out for something, though. Got to watch out for somebody walking around, pulling something out of their pocket and waving it in your face, thinking, what's this person after? Maybe a kiss? Yes, because the mistletoe will be out and about and waving. And you probably think to yourself, isn't mistletoe a beautiful thing? Isn't it a wonderful thing? It brings joy, it brings happiness. But the reality of mistletoe is a little bit more scary and darker than you actually believe. Because the actual plant, mistletoe...
Looking back at this computer again, yeah.
...is a parasite. It doesn't belong where it lands. It just takes, it feeds off, it infects, it drains... And that is my fact. Mistletoe is not as Christmassy as you think. It's a parasite.
Yeah, I wonder why we kiss under it then, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, to share parasites and germs and stuff? Yeah. I'm going to say truth.
Oh, really?
Scientifically based.
Lock it in?
Locked in truth.
Yeah, because you strangely dragged your chair back to your laptop to relook at your facts. I'm going to say truth, yeah.
Could have been the fact that I wrote.
What? Yeah, what did I make up again? Yeah,
what did I make up again?
I'm going to say true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, it is a parasite. It finds itself on another tree, whatever tree you can find. And it's usually like birds would like pick up stuff and they drop things off. You know, the way nature works, birds and bees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it uses a tree to host it for water and minerals. And it still has green leaves and can produce its own food through photosynthesis, unlike a full parasite. So this is a parasite, but it's more of a different type of parasite, which... just kind of does its thing, but does live as well. So there you go. So if you ever be driving around and you think to yourself, Jesus, that looks like a big bird's nest in the tree, most likely it's a parasite in the tree, which could be mistletoe.
Wow.
Yeah good to know.
Very educated today.
Very educated.
I know, in your face.
Anyway, time for my truth or trash.
All right, go for it.
The national animal for Scotland.
Someone's doing animal facts.
Is.
Ooh, yeah.
The unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
Truth or trash?
Well, I missed an animal fact. And even though it's not a real animal, unicorn.
How very dare you?
But when you can just get a fake horn and put it in a horse, that's cute. But no, like, and in the movies, they're not real, Cooper, I'm sorry.
How very dare you?
I know, yeah. I know this is true. Yeah.
I also know it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, crying. Yeah, it's true. And the unicorn.
Imagine though, like the United Kingdom have a unicorn on their passport.
Yeah, as they should.
Yeah.
At least it is.
Donald's very confused.
Yeah. I've not had a UK passport, so I don't actually know what's on it.
How'd you get over here? Look at that. Jumped on the boat. Made his way over here. Sewed away. Yeah, that is cool. Yeah, the unicorn. Isn't it massive? It's great. I think we should change it from the harp, because you know when you get an envelope, it's got a harp and it's your heart.
Yeah.
Jumps a beat. You're like, Jesus, what's in this thing? Oh, brilliant revenue. Excellent. So I think we should change our national emblem to actually have it as a leprechaun because it is cute.
Really?
As well. Yeah. Do you not think that'd be great?
I don't think what's our national animal?
Our national animal, I think, is
a
wolfhound. No. Definitely not a wolfhound. No. I think, what is our national animal? Oh my God. Is it?
Do we have one?
Is it a stag? A deer?
Oh.
It could be, actually. Yeah, I don't know.
A cow?
Definitely not a cow. What is the national animal of our... Maybe somebody knows. 0871 102 107. Maybe it's a duck-billed platypus, but probably not.
Yeah. Maybe it's a buffalo.
Or maybe it's a gecko.
No, maybe it's a pigeon.
Yeah. Could be a pigeon.
Let's see. It's...
Hang on.
Official animal for...
Oh, salmon!
There is no official animal for the Republic of Ireland. Other animals such as the red deer and the wolfhound are frequently suggested. So yeah, I thought it could be wolfhound.
So deer. So what were the animals that we used to have on our coins before Brussels took over? Oh, we had dear. A kingfisher, we had a salmon, and we had a bull.
I like the kingfisher.
Yeah. All right, let's go with kingfisher. There you go. It's official now. We've made it. All right. Okay. Change your passports.
Are you on my TV? This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.